Randy and the Tiger. Part 1. In summer, a circus gave performances in the town park. Randy was at one of the performances and liked it very much, but he sat very far and did not see the animals very clearly. When the performance was over, Randy came out into the park and met two big boys from his school. They decided to go to the tent where the cages of the animals were and look at the animals. They went behind the tent and looked into it, but they did not see the animals well because it was already evening. Then Randy decided to crawl under the tent and go up to the cages. The boys did not know that the man who looked after the animals did not lock the tiger's cage. The animal was tied to the cage with a chain. The chain was long, and the tiger could come out of the cage and walk about near it. Randy was in the tent when the tiger saw the boy and jumped at him. Randy fell to the floor and began to call for help. The tiger stood over the boy and looked at him. Part 2. At that moment, the animal trainer, who was a young woman, came into the tent and saw the boy under the tiger. She jumped on the tiger's back, caught the chain, and pulled the tiger's head back. The animal looked at the trainer and left the boy. Randy began to crawl back away from the tiger. He wanted to get out of the tent, but the tiger caught the boy by the head and pulled him back. Blood ran over the boy's face and hands. Then the tiger began to play with the boy like a cat plays with a mouse. He caught him by the hand, then by the leg. Randy cried and cried with pain. The trainer was a brave woman. She caught the chain again and pulled the tiger's head back. Then she put her left hand into the animal's mouth, and the tiger left the boy. Randy stood up and ran out of the tent. There was blood all over his head, hands, and legs. Now the trainer had to pull her hand out of the animal's mouth. She hit the tiger on the head and quickly pulled her hand out of its mouth. Blood ran over her left hand, but the trainer pulled the tiger with her right hand into the cage and locked the door behind the animal. People took her and Randy to the hospital, where they stayed for some time.